USDOR ADM prepares for a Labour government. Socialist Party members in USDOR. The annual delegate meeting, ADM, of USDOR, the Shop and Distribution Workers Union, took place in Blackpool's Winter Gardens in the run-up to both the local elections and Blackpool South parliamentary by-election. The union leadership was unequivocal in its backing of a future Keir Starmer-led government, with a number of debates and national executive statements geared towards our union promoting Labour as the only way of seeing the end of Tory rule. While, overall, USDOR delegates supported this position on, desperate to get rid of the Tories, it was also clear that it alienated a section who hold no faith in Starmer to deliver. An increase in USDOR broad left membership is one expression of this. What is also apparent are the future battle lines that will be drawn up. Starmer, USDOR ADM's guest speaker, was well received when talking on aspects of USDOR's policies which he would back, such as introducing new legislation to clamp down on abuse of shop workers. However, he also made other remarks which make clear whose side he is really on. Starmer made mention of the Winter Gardens being the place where Tony Blair gave his first speech as Labour leader, adding it was his clause fourth moment, and declaring that Labour will hold out a hand to business. Starmer declared to General Secretary Paddy Lillis at the beginning of his address, "Paddy, you have been a good friend to me through thick and thin, and I intend to be a good friend to you through thick and thin." Yet, we also got a taste of Starmer's integrity or lack thereof, with him promising, when questioned by an USDOR delegate, that he would not water down terms of Labour's New Deal for workers, which he promptly went back on, the next day, on May Day to add further insult to injury. Even if USDOR's leadership is cozy with the right-wing Labour leadership, a whole swathe of propositions brought to this year's ADM call for action on precisely the kinds of policies which Labour has already scrapped or watered down. These include reaffirming the UK's commitment to net zero, scrapping the two-child benefit cap, protecting the pensions triple lock, and providing free school meals, to name but a few. Such policies will quickly become a sticking point for workers and USDOR members in the likely scenario that Starmer forms the next government. In order to demonstrate that he can be a safe pair of hands for capitalism, he has already made it abundantly clear that he intends to stick to Tory government spending plans and is prepared to ditch pro-worker policies. USDOR's role shouldn't be as a good friend to Labour through thick and thin, but to fight for our union's policies, whoever is in government. Our union should back those who are politically prepared to put forward policies which will benefit the union membership. With Starmer showing a propensity to break pledges and U-turn in the interests of big business, before he's even in government, USDOR members should be prepared to back candidates who will better represent their interests or stand themselves, even if that means doing so independently of Labour.